Okay, good evening. Continuing here now in the Chavos Lavav Shabri Tachon. So the Rebbeinu Mechayev is talking about what is some of the advantages. He's going to talk about a lot of advantages that a person gains b'alam hazeh, in life, by being a person of Bavli Tachon, a person who has trust in Hashem. And he points out, we were talking before, that if a person, every person, whether we think about it or not, we trust in something. In order to, right, it's a natural human way to live life is that if you need to feel a sense of security. So we all trust in something, right? We don't think about it, you know, actively. But he says, either you trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem has a plan for me, or I'm trusting in something else, right? So he said, maybe you're trusting in your bank account. Right? I'm not worried about my finances. Why? Because I have money in the bank. I have investments. I have, right? So I have trust that that's there. And he points out, but that's actually ridiculous. Why? Because as we know, right, it's happened before, and at some point it'll happen again. Markets crash, right? All kinds of things happen. All of a sudden, money that we think we had, all of a sudden doesn't exist anymore. Right? He goes, or you're going to have trust in your boss until your boss is not trustworthy anymore. Or you have trust in other people who are going to help you. Whatever it's going to be, we all trust in all kinds of things because we trust in our health. We trust in our wisdom. I'm smart. I can figure it out. And it's all true and good until it's not, right? And all of those things have an exit ramp that all of a sudden they're not so helpful anymore. And the only thing in the world that doesn't have that possibility that it's not going to be there for you is the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashem. And at the end of the day, he's the only one who is always going to be there. So, but he says if a person, you know, is trying to look out and rely on these other things, we will, hopefully not, but at times we will find ourselves lacking in our trust in those other items. But then he points out, and therefore he says, so if you want to have real menuchas nefesh, right? Real menuchas nefesh, a real sense of like, but you know what? It's going to be okay. Okay, whatever okay means. It's going to be okay. It's going to be, it'll work out how it's going to work out. Why? If a person has trust in Hashem, and again, this is a hard thing to do. That's why we're working on it. We can really say, whatever it's going to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan for me. And if I really believe that, that's so much more powerful than saying I have money in the bank, or I have a boss, or I'm really smart, or whatever it is. It's a foolproof plan, in a certain sense, to be able to live life more calmly with less anxiety because I recognize it that I have someone to rely on. But he makes one last point, which I think is very interesting, and that is that it's not just true that I'll have less anxiety. There's another piece also, and that is if a person really has bitachon in Hashem, they don't have to worry about making, you know. I'll tell you his language. I don't have to rely on other people. I don't have to worry. Well, if I don't have this good relationship with this person or with that guy and say the right thing to him, and then what's going to happen? It's going to fall through and it won't work and the deal won't go and I'm going to lose my job. Doesn't mean you can't be unrealistic. You can't do things that are dumb. You have to also put in your hishtalis. We're going to talk about that too. But in the end of the day, it's not dependent. If I'm not relying on those other people, so that I don't have to worry all the time. What's going to happen with that relationship with that person and this person, that person? I can relax a little. I don't have to spend all my time and energy investing, again, in a reasonable way, I should, but more than is reasonable. Because in the end of the day, I know that it's not really dependent on those people. Which I think is a really important point. So therefore, says the Chavos Lavav, this is just, again, one more point as to the advantage of being a botech b'Hashem, because if I'm not botech b'Hashem, I'm botech on something else, all those things can fail. Only the Ribbono Shel Olam can't fail. And at the same time, if I live my life recognizing and knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge and things will happen the way he wants them to go either way, so then also I'm relieved from having to worry quite as much about my relationships with those people who I think somehow have their hands in my future, because at the end of the day, they do not. Only he does.